the Carmichael Dave Show.
He's on the microphone. When he's not on the microphone, he's playing a song. And when he's not playing a song, he's on the microphone. And then boom!
With Jason Ross.
No, he didn't. Yes, he did.
Call or text at 916-339-1140.
It's the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross on Sacktown Sports.
Welcome back. It is officially a breaking news Thursday. The Oakland A's coming to Sacramento for 3 years with an option for a fourth. That's what we've been covering. We will get to more Kings-Knicks preview later, but we've got kind of a busy time going right now. In about 1 minute, it'll be a little interesting for y'all on the radio, but you'll still be able to hear. We're going to do a simulcast with our partners over at KCRA Channel 3, Channel 58, where we'll be doing a live kind of back and forth with them. We'll do that in about a minute. And coming up at 9:13, thank you to Martha Guerrero, the mayor of West Sacramento, for coming on. And then Daryl Steinberg, the mayor of Sacramento, will join us at 9:13. Very quick with the mayor. I've never spoken to her before. And so I don't know. I haven't seen anything. But if you're wondering why we didn't get more into the
it was a time crunch.
It was a time crunch.
Yeah.
And honestly, I don't. If I'm being frank, I don't. This is a celebratory day. I'm not trying to be Oprah here and put her on the couch, you know, and all that. But with the mayor, we'll have the same conversation. But I think it's we'll ask some very fair questions, and all that. So
yeah, I think it becomes, we've said it at the beginning, there's some mixed emotions. There's going to be portions of people that are very emotional one way about this, and mm-hmm. others that are super excited. We have our informal poll on the on our own YouTube. That's doing better maybe than I thought it would.
72% of the respondents. We've got a decent amount of respondents here are happy that the A's are playing in Sacramento. And 28% say they are not happy that it feels dirty, if you will. So we're just kind of vamping right now, as we can see our friend Mike Cherry over in the studio right now looking at his notes with a nice A's graphic behind him in the beautiful Channel 3 / KCRA 58 studios. Mike Cherry, a very dapper young man. Not related to Michelle Dapper, by the way.
That we know.
Another colleague.
Yeah.
Of ours over at KCRA. So they'll be linking up with us in just a second. Again, the mayor of Sacramento will join us in about 10 minutes.
They have a Vivek statement up on their screen right now.
Yeah, Vivek statement, some B-roll of Sutter Health Park, by the way.
That's going to be really busy at Sutter Health Park.
What? I mean, honestly.
This move from Sacramento sports community. Let's get right to Mike Cherry with more on that.
Yeah, and this morning we're going to be joined by the the crew from Sacktown Sports. We have Carmichael Dave and Jason Ross joining us right now. Thank you so much for your time, guys. All right, so let's get some instant reaction to this news that just broke within the last hour.
Well, you know, Mike, we were just talking about a poll we put up, and I'm a little surprised here on our broadcast for our YouTube viewers. And the choice was, are you excited the A's are coming to Sacramento for the next 3+ years, or does it feel a little dirty to you? And I believe I got it right here. 72% are excited. 28% say it feels a little bit dirty, which surprised me. I thought it'd be a little closer to 50-50. My colleague here, Jason Ross, he and I are a little bit different on how we feel. It's a huge day for Sacramento. But, Mike, as you know, from 10, 12 years ago, this city was embroiled in a relocation saga. So it is a little bit bittersweet at the same time.
Yeah, and again, maybe either of you can speak to this. The polarizing aspect of this, you just touched on it. It's kind of bittersweet for athletics fans who are already in this region because this team was supposed to be going down to Las Vegas and relocating. But they're still going to stay in Northern California. I got to imagine that that adds to some of this bittersweet taste right now.
Yeah, that's the mixed emotions I think we're talking about. Some portion of that group will be thankful that the A's are still in Northern California. Others are going to be disgusted that they didn't stay in Oakland. So I think it's certainly some mixed emotions, I think, for Sacramento fans of the city, of potential financial boom, of having Major League Baseball here for 3 to potentially 4 years. That's really exciting too. So I think, Mike, we're getting a pretty wide variety of emotions on this one.
Yeah. Again, and this is one of those aspects. This is a 3-year long commitment. The option on a fourth year, that is a great opportunity, I got to imagine, for the city to audition itself. What have you heard in terms of how they're approaching this as using it basically as a platter to show the diehard baseball fans that the MLB has in Sacramento.
Mike, I think you've touched on what's really to me the most fascinating part of this whole saga is you noticed, I'm sure you read the official press release, that every single quote, whether it was from Vivek, Commissioner Rob Manfred, A's owner John Fisher, they all mentioned Las Vegas, as in this is a bridge to Las Vegas. And I imagine everyone, at least on the surface, is playing it like that. But make no mistake, I don't think all of this is happening just as a simple bridge. Now, I'm guessing here 100%. Vivek may have never, ever verbalized this. But there's the old possessions, nine-tenths of the law. Las Vegas, the Tropicana, which closed Tuesday, which is the site that they plan on building the stadium. Their parent company, Bally's, is in serious financial trouble and on the verge of bankruptcy, some say. Yeah. On top of that, there's a ballot initiative from a teachers union down in Nevada that they're trying to get on the ballot, I should say, to vote against a public subsidy. Also, Mike, you may have seen yesterday in Kansas City, the Super Bowl champion Chiefs had their public subsidy voted down. This is not the climate for that. So I think the underbelly of this is A's are coming here for 3, maybe 4 years. But make no mistake, there's going to be a play if it opens up on keeping them here permanently.
All right, so we have Sutter Health Park. That's one park, two teams.
Yeah.
How do you decide who plays when and where?
That's the work of the schedule makers and the groundskeepers, I feel, for them. There's a lot of baseball that's going to be played there. The plan is to have both, so it can be done. Schedules have to be crafted ahead of time, and that's very possible. But we went from having a minor league team here to having two baseball teams here very quickly and playing a ton of baseball in Sacramento.
Okay, so there is a press conference happening within the next hour, 10 o'clock our time. What, if anything, what other details do you think might be revealed during this press conference that wasn't put in the press release just yet?
Well, I think I'm hoping first off just to know what they'll call the team. Will it be the Sacramento A's? Will it be the Oakland A's still? Will it be the Oakland A's of Sacramento? Yeah, who the heck knows? I know they'll talk a little bit about the shared clubhouses. I hope they go into the Giants allowing this to happen and how that happened, although I don't expect them to. But there's also a question about the Players Association, Mike, and how they're going to be with Major League Baseball players, I'm using air quotes here, Major League Baseball players sharing not only a AAA facility, but a AAA park at the same time. And then there's the underlying question they're not going to go into, Mike, which is this. John Fisher is the worst owner in all of sports. He has absolutely screwed over the city of Oakland, and Oakland's complicit a little bit in this. Let's not put all the blame on John.
Sure.
But he is absolutely embarrassed Major League Baseball. He has completely, if you remember the movie Major League, he's Rachel. He's the showgirl.
Oh boy.
That's trying.
Wow.
But it's a fair point. That's who he is, and he has driven this team into the ground. And now he is breaking the hearts of Oakland fans and bringing that team to Sacramento, a city that just went through this with the Maloofs. And compared to John Fisher, the Maloofs are angels in this whole process. That's an absolute fact. So it's not just the excitement of getting the team. I would urge everybody to keep in mind that attached to the team is John Fisher. And everywhere John Fisher goes, whether it's the A's, whether it's the Earthquakes, who are regularly last in the table, last in attendance, he has not shown the ability to grow or even maintain a fan base and a competitive team with exceptions. So that's part they won't go into at the press conference, but it's very important for Sacramento fans to understand that they're getting more than just this team. They're getting the ownership with it.
Well, hopefully, unlike Major League, they don't have a life-size cutout of Fisher with the removable parts, because we can deal without that. If you don't know what we're talking about, just go ahead and watch.
Exactly.
Hey, Jason and Dave, thank you so much for your time this morning. We really appreciate it.
All right, you too. Take care, Mike.
All right, Tail, back to you.
All right, we'll take a break. Thank you to Channel 58 and Mike Cherry. When we come back, the mayor of Sacramento, Daryl Steinberg, right here on KHDK.
In purple. It's the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross on your local sports leader, Sacktown Sports.
We appreciate everybody adjusting on the fly. Today's been a busy day. Breaking news, as you heard early on in the show, the Oakland A's on their way to Sacramento, a deal that's been agreed to. 3 years with an option of a fourth. Press conference coming up at 10. So much more coming up today with Styles and Watkins, because that's going to be right at the heart of the press conference. We know that those guys will have their reaction to that. Thanks to everyone helping us out. Chris is doing amazing things back there. We got that simulcast done with Mike Cherry, who I was so proud of. Got your major league reference.
Yes.
I did not. I'm like, oh, Dave, that's a good pull, but it's not. You're not going to land it.
Not.
You landed it.
He got it. And the visual he provided?
Yes.
It's not great.
He got it, though.
I also, before we talk to the mayor, I should make something clear, too, because kind of went in on A's ownership there. My vitriol or my hesitance on this does not necessarily extend. In fact, the mayor's involved, the mayor of West Sac, Vivek, I'm sure Matina Colacatronis was incredibly, incredibly involved. I get it. I get what they're doing. I get it. I'm not faulting them. Now I got to have a conversation with Vivek about how he, the rationalization in his head. He was right there with us in the fight.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear his thoughts. But it's not directed at them. I'm angry with A's ownership.
Yeah.
I'm angry with how this whole thing turned around. And I'm not going to lie. I'm probably, whether appropriately or inappropriately, I'm directing a lot of my Kings PTSD at this. Joining us right now, Jason Ross. It is a Mayor Thursday. I don't even want to say the outgoing mayor. It's like April, dude. Like, There's still a long way to go.
There's always work to be done.
Soon to be outgoing, enjoy him while we have him. Longtime mayor of Sacramento, longtime advocate for Sacramento, longtime fighter for the Sacramento Kings when he was in the state senate. And as I said earlier, as much as he loves basketball and he is a diehard, he lives and breathes baseball. Mm. He is a lifelong Giants fan. The mayor of Sacramento, Daryl Steinberg. Mr. Mayor, good morning.
Dave and Jason, great to be with you. Is there some breaking news this morning?
Anything you want to tell us?
apparently there's another baseball team that's gonna play there in West Sacramento, and there's gonna be a presser here in about 45 minutes, Mr. Mayor.
Well, I happen to be in Los Angeles speaking on my favorite topic, mental health and improving that system. But I will be back and holding a press conference with my colleagues sometime in the mid-afternoon. And I just want to say, well, I put out a statement, you guys, and I have to start with this because it is a great day for Sacramento, and yet I have mixed emotions because I still feel for the people of Oakland and the city of Oakland. They deserve their team and teams. And yet, as we've talked about on your show, several times, we've been consistent on that, and we aren't the cause of that that breach, and the choice is Sacramento or Salt Lake City. I can say without hesitation that this is a great day for Sacramento, because and for California and our entire region, because the state keeps an asset at least for 3 years, and we know what Sacramento means when it comes to sports, when it comes to a growing, dynamic city. As I said in my statement today, to me, is the stuff of dreams. Hmm.
So, Mr. Mayor, what would you say, because I think you worded that perfectly, is mixed emotions. There are plenty of people very excited for this, and there's others that, and we're really talking to that hardcore Oakland A's fan that has been there, that been had memories, family, generations long. What would you say to that group that's maybe not feeling the love today?
I understand your pain. We almost lost a team, if you remember. That's what leads us here in many respects in 2013 with our Kings. And I think it's why I have said from the very beginning the A's should be in Oakland. But there are things beyond our control, and I suppose there are things beyond any fans control. And Sacramento is only 90 miles from Oakland, and you can continue to love and enjoy your team just from, you know, a slightly farther distance. I guess if I want to look at it from the glass half full from their perspective, you know, Sacramento is part of a Northern California mega region. We're not separate really from the Bay Area. When you think about all of the commonality, the numbers of people that have moved up to this region, the back and forth on the train, the fact that our economies are in many ways linked together. And so I don't sugarcoat it for people who feel bad about this. I understand. We've been in that position, and I wish there had been more, you know, cities back in 13 that sort of stood with us. Like, I've stood with Oakland, and will continue to, but it is what it is. And we can only look forward in life. And for Northern California, for Sacramento, for California, this is, even with the mixed emotions, as mayor of this city, I mean, I'm really, really thrilled. So it's one of those days. The other thing that, you know, I just reflect on is how the tough times we've been through in Sacramento over these past years with the pandemic and a lot of challenges, and yet success begets success, because in 2013, we made this decision, and I was proud to have been a big part of it as Senate Pro Tem, as you said, Dave. And but for that decision, we would not be in a position to bring Major League Baseball to Sacramento. And, you know, I have such gratitude to Vivek Ranadive and to the Kings for really uplifting our city and our region and continuing to believe and invest. And I know it's a big business. That's what it is. And yet, their big business decisions are benefiting the city and the region that we all love. So I'm grateful.
The mayor of Sacramento, Daryl Steinberg. And, I know you covered a good portion of this, Mr. Mayor, but I'll say, and I don't think you'll mind this. You know, over the years, you and I have had many spirited conversations off air about different things, and generally would come down on the same side. But we've had disagreements before, and obviously very, very, very respectful. And
you were right, by the way.
Well, of course. I don't want to belabor the point, because you're right. Of course, this is a big day for Sacramento. And even the most ardent hater of this whole thing has to acknowledge that economically, from a spotlight point of view, a national point of view, of being on display for investment point of view, it's you go from zero plus to now you add in a major league team, and by the way, you keep your minor league team. There, I have no argument against that. I just, as somebody, I know how important you and Vivek and KJ and Stern and the ownership group that was amassed. The Kings aren't here without those entities. And it was just a little over a decade ago. Help me get past this dirty feeling I have when I can't shake the idea that Oakland, for all its faults, was deleveraged by Sacramento and Salt Lake City. And I don't know if I can wrap my head around, well, if somebody's going to commit the crime, it might as well be us that takes the, you know, cash from the bank. Help me get past this feeling I'm stuck with, that we did to Oakland now, or helped facilitate now with this owner, what we would have absolutely, and you would have been out there. You can't tell me that if the Kings had officially sold to Seattle and the whole thing was done and Key Arena needed to be renovated, or Hanson was going to build that downtown arena, and then Reno stepped up and while we were fighting for the team and you were in New York with KJ, and Reno stepped up and said, well, it's so bad in SAC, we're going to house the Kings for 3 to 4 years. You would have made a statement against Reno. You would have been out there, no, I think, no, right?
No, I don't think I would.
Okay, okay.
It's time for us to have another disagreement here. It's
okay, that's fair.
Let me try to help. So Seattle and that ownership group, let's take the ownership group, not so much the city, but that ownership group was deliberately trying to take our team away. And we fought them and we won. If they had succeeded, and thank God they didn't,
amen,
and there had been a temporary move, as you say, to Reno, Reno would have had nothing to do with trying to take the team away from Sacramento. And so we have been, and I can say that now we've gone beyond that analogy in terms of this situation, because you've had at least me as the mayor and many others say for a long time publicly that the A's belong in Oakland. And I'm saying it here again today. But we are not the cause of, in any way, directly or indirectly,
are we a symptom?
The breach in Oakland. Are we a symptom? I suppose we're a beneficiary in some ways. Of course we are.
That's fair.
But we didn't cause it, and directly or indirectly. And it's not like we're snickering in the back here and saying, well, because we have been upfront from the very beginning about Oakland deserving to keep the A's. So it's just different. And so we have to look forward. And this is Northern California. And when we have an opportunity to add a tremendous asset and continue to enhance our reputation and do it in a way that is not at the expense of another city, in terms of our own actions, there's a balance, I know, but the balance for me says we go forward and we celebrate today, while we acknowledge that Oakland deserved to keep the team. Sometimes in life, you just have to live with conflicting emotions. There is nothing, you know, there's nothing perfect. It's like in anything in life, you acknowledge the negative side, but that doesn't mean you don't celebrate the good side, especially when your hands are clean, and our hands are clean.
Talk with the mayor here, Mayor Daryl Steinberg. Kind of the thought that you shared that Sacramento was kind of always ready. You said it, like, look, staying in Oakland was priority number one, but if not, here is an opportunity for Sacramento. Is the same line of thinking kind of a quote-unquote backup plan? Hey, if Vegas doesn't work out, this is another safety net. Is there any thought on that today, or is that just kind of in the background right now?
Well, it's in the background today, but certainly this is going to be an audition over these next 3 to 4 years. And I know we're going to pass it with flying colors. And what the future brings with baseball, with the A's themselves in Las Vegas, we don't know. What the future may bring with expansion, we don't know. But this is going to be a great showcase for Sacramento, because the country saw it, you know, last May and June during the NBA playoffs. The country has seen it episodically. We see it and experience every single day. That for all of our challenges, this is a dynamic, growing city. There is a culture of inclusion, a culture of hunger for more, and there's a special sauce in Sacramento, in the city, and in the region. And now, for the next 3 to 4 years, a broader swath of the public and around the country, passionate baseball fans will be able to see what we bring. And, you know, the Kings, again, were the game changer, because this conversation wouldn't be happening if we hadn't saved the Kings and if Vivek and the Kings team had not built what they've built here over these past 10 years. This is a professional business. And it's and they are investing now in a growing and top-notch city. And I don't know, this is great for Sacramento. And believe me, it doesn't hurt us when it comes to future sports opportunities We all know our history with MLS. I've talked about it. Talked about it at the State of the Downtown last Tuesday. Our future is boundless when it comes to sports and entertainment and art and culture and industry and housing and more workforce and affordable housing. You know, I'm going to be leaving here with having served through a pretty tortured time, but I hope having laid a pretty good foundation for the future.
That's why he's leaving, Jason. He knew this was happening a while ago. So you're going to see you're going to see retired Daryl with hair down to his shoulders and old raggedy ball cap sitting
at all the Kings and A's games.
All the Kings and A's games, even though he's a Giants fan.
Yeah,
of one of those split hats or something.
Yeah,
that's a little bit of a conflict, but that's another one that I'll get over.
We appreciate we appreciate your time, Mr. Mayor. I know it's a busy day. Good luck down there in Southern California, spreading the word. Thank you as always. I'm sure this isn't the last conversation we'll have on or off air about this, but as always, your time's appreciated.
Look forward to many more, you guys. Thanks so much for all you do.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Dave and Jason. Right. Bye-bye.
Take care. That's the mayor of Sacramento, Daryl Steinberg. We'll take a break. When we come back, where are we here? Oh, yeah, what to watch tonight. We also have breaking news. We have a detail now, another detail that's leaked out about the A's in Sacramento. What will they be called? Apparently, we know now what they will be called. Hint, they'll be called the A's, but where? We'll tell you next.
The Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross.
Call or text at 916-339-1140.
On Sactown Sports.
One thing I'm not going to do, Jason, is just push my own thoughts without pushing the whole thing. Both sides. So while I was talking to the mayor, I got a text from, again, somebody that knows things.
Yeah.
And said that, in his opinion or her opinion, and for what it's worth, and I think it's important to add this to the conversation. You know, when I had asked the mayor about any reticence based on what happened with the Kings in Seattle, and I got a text saying, here's a key difference. The Kings were not approved by the ownership groups to move to Seattle. It was never approved by the NBA. The A's to Vegas has already been unanimously approved, and that's a key step. Because one thing that I, now that we get into the post-mortem, I want to, for my own personal and also for a lot of people out there who may or may not care, I need to know about the leverage in Oakland and how much, if any, or a lot, Sacramento's pitch had to do with deleveraging Mayor Chao and everybody involved there. It's, to me, it's still a complete tragedy, and it doesn't change how I feel in any way, shape, or form about John Fisher. There is a nuance between the Kings pantsed Oakland and in the process got the team and took away their leverage. And there was absolutely positively no way on God's green earth that the A's were ever going to stay in Oakland, yeah, no matter what.
I think that's less nuance.
And it was simply a choice between Sacramento and Salt Lake. Now, I know that's going to be a talking point.
Sure.
I just want to find the undeniable proof, because in this day and age, nobody's just going to buy that at face value. I don't blame them.
Yeah, I'm with you, because like when the other day when we were trying to parse these two things apart, and I said, well, look, I don't even know if John Fisher and the A's are negotiating in good faith with Oakland's counter.
Right.
So like Oakland will go, look at what we did. Look at our statement. Here's what we offered. They're not willing to work with us. And then the A's will come back with, we've been trying to work with the city. It's like, well, that's your press release talk. Mm-hmm. What was really happening? And if they negotiated in good faith and there truly was nothing there, which is what I'm sure some Sacramento people will say,
yeah,
then this was a place for obviously a huge benefit potentially to the city.
As this news continues to break and flower and bloom in about 25 minutes, right when we get off the air, of course, they did that on purpose. They'll have a press conference down at Sutter Health Field. Yeah. I'm told we'll at least have somebody down there. I don't know what, if any, audio Styles and Watkins will grab. I just don't know.
They'll be all over it, though.
Yeah, they will be all over it throughout the day, and as will the Drive guys. So we will have wall-to-wall comprehensive coverage of this. Also, as details begin to leak out a little bit, we do have some minor breaking news involved.
When it breaks, we have it first.
It's Sacktown Sports breaking news.
One of the questions is, well, what will they be called? Will they be called the Oakland A's still? Will they be called the Sacramento A's? Will they be called the Sacramento A's of Oakland or Oakland A's of Sacramento? Will they be the California A's? Will they be the A's at Sutter Health Field of Sacramento? I don't know. Well, I do. They'll be the A's, Jason.
What's the rest, Dave?
The A's.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome out the A's.
The A's.
Your A's.
Not Oakland. Not Oakland. Not Oakland. Talk about practice. Yeah. Not Sacramento.
Not Vegas.
Not Vegas.
Not West Sacramento.
Not West Sacramento. They will be the A's.
I'm assuming green and yellow? Green and gold?
I don't know, but I can't. I have to imagine. Now, I have a sub-question now that news is out. And listen, I'm on record how I feel about this right now, but I'm not going to deny I'm a gearhead. Not the guy who works on cars, yeah. But I love gear. Is that going to rob us of Sacramento A's gear?
Yep.
And get your ass back to Oakland.
The now A's hat does not say Oakland.
That's fine.
So you could wear an A's hat.
I want Sacramento on something. The Sacletics? I don't know. It's like the one thing I was looking for. One
That's
thing.
The one positive.
I don't
you
care about the red. I want gear.
Buy it.
Well, there'll be plenty of Sacramento baseball jerseys for the Sacramento
River Cats
playing in the same stadium.
Which is the Giants, which is weird. Remember when they were the A's affiliate?
Yes. Hey, come on. You can't even take our... Look, I already have to deal with a wife that didn't take my last name. Now I got to deal with a ball club that won't take my city's name? What, are you embarrassed? What, is Sacramento not good enough for you? You too good for your home? It's not your home.
Dave just wants merch.
I just want the merch. That's the only thing I was getting out of this thing. The merch.
But when they're on their 113th loss.
I mean, that's a great point, by the
in
way.
In August.
That's a wonderful point, yeah.
You didn't wear Kings gear when they were losing every year?
I did, but I don't have that attachment to this team yet.
Yet.
I shouldn't have said that. That was a Freudian slip. I'm saying this team, look.
Listen.
I'm going to tell you something you're going to be surprised at. I will guarantee you right now, based on what I know, I will guarantee you right now, I will, if they play 3 years here, I will quit my job here at KHDK if the A's aren't a 100-win team. I guarantee you they will be.
100 total.
Yeah, total for 3 years. But still, I did a little thing there.
Yeah.
Not in a year.
Allen won the baby races.
What's the over-under on wins in those 3 years, by the way? About 170? You think? Let's see, 50 a year.
Their over-under this year was 40-something.
Was it?
Right?
So if it's 50, 150.
I still believe in this.
They'll sign. I have a feeling they're going to sign like one guy this summer just to pump things up.
I think
up.
There'll be a little bit more. Honestly, I mean.
Rodrigo Lopez.
I'm not suggesting that Fisher will be spending boatloads of money because that has not been what he's done.
He hasn't spent a tugboat of money. That is a thimble of money.
A bat flap of money.
And they just lost revenue off the TV deal. We're going to be getting...
But I think they're going to spend some money.
They're going to... Yeah, we're going to get the great value A's. That's what we're going to get. Aisle 3, not the brand name.
Think about the story when they shocked the world.
What, with the breaking the loss record? At least one of Sacramento on the jersey, Chris.
Wow, I didn't have you for front runner.
I'm not a front runner. I'm not a back runner either. That's good. They should call themselves the caboose. I believe that's the plural for caboose. Goodbye. Because they're going to be holding up the rear. Make no mistake. You ain't getting, you know what I'm saying? You ain't getting the Yankees. You're not getting the Orioles. You're not getting the Rays. You're not getting the Reds. I don't know. Aren't they kind of like 500-ish, a little below?
Sure.
Getting too old for this crap, said Danny Glover. No, we got to cross that.
See you on opening day.
You will. And we'll cover it. And maybe there will be a day where I can wrap my head around it. And
yes, you will.
I mean.
You will. To this moment, like right now.
Yes.
Do you still have the same, like the feeling you have for A's fans, I totally get. And I'm not trying to trivialize that or minimize that. That's legit. I feel it too. Do you feel that today for Oakland Raider fans? They're in Vegas. It's been there a couple years. You don't have the same kind of passion.
I don't, nor
it.
Do I have for the Warriors leaving
right.
Oakland too.
You're and I'm not saying right. like, you're oh, right. you'll get over it. That's yeah. not what I'm saying, but you. No. This is raw right now.
I don't have that feeling.
They lost their team?
They lost both those teams. You're 100%
One
right.
One thing that hurts, though, too, is that John Fisher had major hands in those franchises leaving.
And the Giants had, and this is a big reason why I said I'm done right now with this Giants ownership group, is they're the blood on their hands involving this whole thing and cutting off San Jose. The difference between the Raiders and the difference between the Warriors, though, Jason, for me, is that they didn't relocate to Sacramento. We're not involved in those. And that's, I know I gotta get over it. It's fine. I really like the people behind this. I got a really hard time looking at A's fans. And look, you want to say I'm being dramatic? You want to say I'm being over-emotional? You want to say I'm reading too much into it? You're probably right about all three.
There's a lot of people you know, respect, like.
Yes, yes, yes.
That are behind the Sacramento
yes,
part.
Yes, yes.
And I don't know.
Very
maybe,
much
maybe
like.
They have agendas, but I also feel like they – I don't know. I could be wrong.
They have agendas. And
they're
also
doing it for a good reason,
and
too.
I understand the agendas. Yeah. I mean, I'm aligned with a lot of those agendas, which is growing. Look, I don't have a brand, but if I did have a brand, it would be the city of Sacramento and whatever's good for Sacramento. We're not – Carmichael, they've done work in Houston or New York. You know, you and I are Sacramentans to the core. Again, in a vacuum, this is wonderful for the city. It's just the other accoutrements. But you know what? You said it's new. It's raw. It's breaking. It's happening. And we'll have a press conference here in about 17 minutes about that as well. Styles and Watkins are going to come in for a little crosstalk and celebrity birthdays next.
It's time for the news of the day.
The latest headlines. The biggest stories.
Hard-hitting analysis.
Yeah, this is none of those things.
And now,
here's Carmichael, Dave, and Jason Ross.
Yeah!
Yeah. Hey-o! So as I was saying,
please,
you can't take a porcupine, light it on fire, throw it in a bar to call it licorice.
Yeah, that's insane.
That was pretty good if that was off the top of that.
It was. It's an old Dennis Miller bit. Good morning. How are you?
Man, a lot of different feelings going on right now.
We've been saying, do you eat something weird? Oh, you're talking about sports.
Yeah.
We've been saying all day, I didn't want to put a show in your mouth, but hello. I'm imagining you guys will have comprehensive coverage of the A's. I know the press conference is
yeah,
happening.
Yeah, we're going live. We're going live awesome. With the press conference.
Do it live!
That's right. Going live with the press energy. Conference right at 10 a.m., so don't touch that dial. And then at 12, we're going to replay it if you're out and you're busy and you're not able to check it out, and we're going to have a ton of coverage. We're going to be replaying some of the interviews that you guys did as well. You guys have been doing a great job.
Thanks.
And of course, yeah. we'll still
thank
have
you. No, thank you.
Our own reactions. A lot of time for calls as well. Don't worry, the phone lines were off the hook yesterday. A lot of time for your calls, a lot of time for your texts. And then we still have King's Roundtable. This is the best
really?
I've ever done it. I've never done it that this well.
Wow.
King's Roundtable still
you're on fire.
At 12:30.
That's why you're not the sort of slowest growing
no,
show.
No, it's the fastest growing.
So you're going to carry the presser live at 10.
Yes,
you're going to replay it at noon for those who missed it. That, friends, is called Lazy Radio, and I'm here for it. I'm 100%.
I have no idea what you're
That's
talking
a good
about.
Hour of content, bro.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
The A's coming to Sacramento.
Didn't
They're having a press
that.
Conference.
I didn't hear that.
Didn't hear that at all?
No.
This is the
wow.
big
but
Dave.
As first reported by Sacktown Sports.
Dave, great job with that break. That
I
was outstanding.
That. Yeah.
Oh,
it,
I hated it.
No,
so
let me tell
much.
You why. First off, you're breaking a lot of people's hearts.
Yeah.
Sure. Secondly, Alan, I'm not saying this as a flex. I'm just honestly asking because we're still getting to know each other. Have you ever broken any news in your career?
Not like that.
I'm saying the problem is... Mm-hmm. You are completely puckered yeah. until it's confirmed.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't really get confirmed until this morning when they put out the statement. Especially when you're dealing with wackadoodles like John Fisher and his outfit, because you don't know what the hell can happen. And you miss one time. I was telling him earlier, I still get blamed for MLS not coming to Sacramento. I broke that story. The damn commissioner was downtown having a press conference.
And still have the scarf.
Thank you. And there's people that go, you said MLS was coming. I'm like, bro, what did you, am I Nostra dumbass here? I can't, the commissioner was here. Mm-hmm. You miss one time and it's over. You never live it down. So, breaking news, but it's a stress ball. Dude.
Is the risk worth the reward?
Not really. Yeah, kind of. Well, I knew it and we reported it and we're on it. That's our jobs. But, like, I don't know how Woj and those, I don't know how they do it, dude. I do not know how they do it.
It's almost like they rarely.
Millions of dollars.
Baseball guys will miss, but I feel like those two guys, Woj and Schefter, they just don't miss.
They never miss.
Yeah.
Real quick.
Today, and you didn't miss, Dave.
I didn't miss. No, I, today is National Burrito Day, guys. I'll ask you a question that we asked earlier. This is important. And I'm going to ask you to hold your answer until I do a countdown. I want you to say your answers together. So one word, yes or no, and so you're not influenced by the other. It's an old game we used to play. Is an egg roll a burrito? 3, 2, 1.
Yes. No.
I say yes, by definition. Who
so
said
what
no?
about lumpia?
You did.
Yeah. I did.
So lumpia too.
Lumpa's a mini burrito.
Lumpa.
It's a baby burrito.
It's a Oompa Loompa.
But by definition, just like, and Chris was like, well, is a gyro a burrito? And I was like, no, a gyro is a taco.
What's your favorite? I thought you were going to ask favorite meat in a burrito.
He's coming after us, Chris.
I know.
I'm just saying, though, by definition, it's a taco. No.
What's the definition of a taco?
A taco is a thing that, it's like an unclosed sandwich, a half-closed sandwich with a thing that
so
you
a hot
put
dog.
Stuff in.
It's got to be wrapped in a tortilla.
Is a hot dog a taco? I asked Vivek that one. No, that wasn't what I asked. Oh, no, I asked him, what was it? Would you rather fight 100 duck-sized horses or 10 horse-sized ducks? That's what it was.
Yeah.
I had a pretty good answer.
I thought you were going to ask the favorite meat in a burrito.
For sure.
Yeah, what's your... okay, fine.
That would have made sense.
Yeah, what's your favorite meat in a burrito?
It used to be...
Egg roll.
I'm out of here.
That's gross.
Okay, an egg roll burrito.
We lost our viewers, yeah?
It used to be carne asada, but I've been on the Al Pastor bandwagon.
Al Pastor. Mm. We used to work with that guy.
Yes.
He was weird.
He had dingers.
By the way... Sacramento, the market that they have in downtown Sacramento, they posted for National Burrito Day. There are going to be a bunch of different burrito spots, so I will be there
all
Saturday.
Of them?
Oh. I'm definitely having at least two.
Whoa, two burritos?
Hey.
That's a lot.
Wow. Can't do that. Yeah, how do you keep that felt figure of yours?
It's fading.
It's also it's also National Chicken Cordon Bleu Day. I will say I'm a fan. That's why I'm mentioning it.
Yeah, I like chicken.
That one with the ham in it?
Yeah, ham. And like,
I don't like to mix my meats.
Celebrity birthdays. Birthdays are meant to be spent with family and friends. Nothing does that better than crumble cookies. Jason Ross.
Yeah.
Back to you.
You know what? I'm going to send it back to you.
Nope.
You're not ready?
I'm hitting it. I'm done. I'm
okay, we'll volley it back.
Yeah, okay.
All right, happy birthday to David.
Pause. Hasselhoff. Duchovny.
Wright.
And Letterman.
David the Magician?
Blaine.
David Blaine. How old is David Blaine?
No clue.
David Blaine.
53? 53.
David Blaine, friend of the station, by the way, David Blaine.
Is he actually?
He used to mid days.
With Al Pastor.
Yeah, with Al Pastor. It's Pastor and Blaine. We don't mix meats. 57.
57, 53.
52.
49.
Chris Watkins is close. Is 51.
Wow, he's young.
Happy birthday, Robert.
DeVore.
Redford.
Robert Sarver. Robert.
Gosh.
Covington.
Robert Goulet.
Oh, Clemente.
Robert Goulet.
Robert Downey Jr.
Iron Man.
Yeah. Some call him Iron Man.
RDJ. Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah.
56.
No.
I think he's 60.
Really? What?
I do.
Oh, what are you going with?
54.
Bro, he was in the...
not 56.
He was in the... 54. Hey, what was the group? The Brat Pack.
59. Yeah.
Okay. We have a correct answer. Christopher Lott, 59.
Almost 60.
Happy birthday.
Nice. Remember that for next year.
Jack
Harlow.
Jack and Black. The Beanstalk. Oh, Black. That's there a good go. One.
Former Jack Black. Oakland Jack Raiders Clark. Coach.
Oh, Jack Del Rio.
Jack Del Rio.
Jack Del Rio is
Jack of the River.
65.
That was the season, by the way.
Yeah.
And Derek Carr broke his
foot. Yeah.
61.
Jack Del Rio is 62.
63.
We have a correct answer, and it goes to Chris Watkins, 61.
Jack Del Rio expert, Chris Watkins.
Oh, happy birthday, Scott.
On. I don't know about March. That. I don't want that.
It is coming up. It's 2 days from
he
now.
He set it out to Sutter Health.
Scott.
Oh, right now.
Will he be on this? He's on the scene?
He's on the scene. On the scene. So he's going to be ground. Letting us know the vibes and things like that.
Scott Hall.
Willard Scott.
Pollard.
Ooh, Pollard.
Scott Rowland.
Hamilton.
Rowland.
Third baseman.
Hall of
Famer.
He hit dingers.
He did hit dingers. He is Scott Rowland. It's a big 5-0 for him today.
47.
48.
I think you guys are right.
46.
I think he's younger.
It's a tie. He's 49.
Oh.
A 48 and 50 tie.
All right.
Bless you.
So,
by the way, the poll, anybody surprised? 221 votes, 74 yes, excited about the A's, 26% no, feels dirty.
And that was a lot of response. That was a big poll.
Yeah. Hello.
That's yes. Right. All right, so a lot of coverage for you guys today.
Yes.
It is A's centric.
Wall to wall.
No meat mix.
In five minutes, we will have the press conference.
What? Okay, Sacramento. A lot of stuff going on today. I'm going to tool around here afterwards. Hopefully, I don't walk into any people accidentally quitting their jobs like yesterday. And more of that, Styles and Watkins coming up next on your home of the Kings and the home of the A's. A dumb time to quit, too. Sacktown Sports.